The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things happening in the sports world. Another no-hitter. Cole Hamels, the latest to do it. Gets it done. Pitching that no-hitter on Saturday. Beautiful stuff. Beautiful stuff. A great Hall of Fame class, too. Randy Johnson, we got to see up and close here in Arizona for a little bit. Helped win us a World Series, to be honest with you. He and Curt Schilling. Pedro Martinez, what can you say about that guy? Lights out, man. Close it down. Shut it down. Say goodnight. Smoltzy, man, that guy was just a workhorse. Absolute workhorse. And then Craig Biggio, man, that guy would literally play. He'd probably still be playing if he could, to be honest with you. I know I got Fred Wallen with me. Fred, how you doing this morning, man?
Very warm day in Southern California. You know, by the way, I want to talk about the Special Olympics taking place the next week right here in Los Angeles and in Southern California, and the opening ceremonies. Totally a beautiful thing on Saturday.
Very good, very good. Fred Wallen with us from Los Angeles, California. Dorfman, I'm in actually Munns Park this weekend. Getting out of that heat a little bit from what I'm usually in Phoenix, Arizona. Kind of enjoying this a little bit, to be honest with you, man. It's like 60s probably right now. Maybe get up in the 80s and get out there and do something outside for sure today. But keep it close. A lot of sports to talk about. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Spotlight USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
This time of the year, there are plenty of weekend projects, and house painting is on more than one homeowner's list. I'm Danny Lipru with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned, and we'll talk about getting started the right way right after this. What's the first step of any building or repair project? I always make sure I have the tools and materials I need, starting with the QuickCrete mobile app. With easy one-touch access, you can watch project video instructions, quickly pull up a material shopping list, and make sure you have what you need, or use the app to figure out how much you need and find out where to buy it. You can even share your finished project via the Quick Share function. It's the tool you can use from start to finish. Download the QuickCrete mobile app on the App Store or Google Play today. Prep work is the most important part of any paint job. The first step is to clean all the surfaces. Removing dirt, mold, and mildew will help your paint to stick and cure better. If you use a pressure washer, be careful. Too much pressure can ruin siding and woodwork. After the surface is dry, you may notice some old paint that's peeling and flaking. Be sure to scrape and sand all of that nice and smooth. Any bare wood should be primed before painting so that the top coat will adhere better, plus some primers also help to keep mold and mildew from returning. After the primer dries, fill any gaps or cracks with caulk to keep out moisture, dirt, and the occasional critter or insect. Using a wet finger or cloth to wipe down the caulk will improve the look of your work and help hide any surface flaws. I'm Danny Lippard with tips for today's homeowner.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
It was a beautiful day. Sun beat down. I had the radio on.
Hey, everybody, it's Dorf on Sports. Yours truly, Fred Wall, and Andy will rejoin us in a moment or so. Our phone number, of course, across America and around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Obviously, so much to talk about in the wonderful and wacky world of sports. Trading deadline Friday, which pitchers will go, which pitchers will stay. Of course, we'd love your thoughts on the subject. Also, you can email me at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. Cole Hamilton is Saturday no-hitter. Johnny Cueto, a four-hitter through eight innings as the Reds win on Saturday night. Those two names certainly popping up. David Price, if we'll sign a long-term contract with somebody else, certainly could go from Detroit, I think. You're not sure about Dave Dombrowski's feeling on the Tigers the rest of the way. And with that second wild card, it's awfully tough to tell. So anyways, our phone number, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, and Andy's now back.
Hey Fred, let me throw this at you because you bring up a good point about Cole Hamels. You know, he pitches a gem, obviously the no hitter. Now the trade talks are heating up a little bit. Cueto, on the other hand, he's talked about being traded. Then he goes out and throws a gem, obviously himself. Motivation sometimes is a great thing. Yes or no?
Well, yeah, their last. You know, if they think it's their last start, obviously. They want to go out on winning terms, and both of them pitched spectacularly well. Again, Hamels, it took a – well, I don't think – the last one wasn't a great catch. The last one was he tripped in center field and made the catch. But earlier he did make a great catch. He was saved by the defense of his club. But still, a no-hitter is a no-hitter, and fantastic for Cole. As far as Johnny Cueto is concerned, Reds going nowhere this year. They're also thinking about perhaps Aroldis Chapman going, which I would not deal him if I'm the Reds, because if I'm a fan of the Reds and if you deal him, I got to figure that there's no reason to show up at the ballpark. Maybe Jay Bruce from the Reds may go. And, you know, it's interesting from the Dodgers' perspective. They lose, give up 15 runs on Saturday night. Oh, listen, you can lose 4-3, 3-2, 2-1. That's no worse than or better than losing 15-2. But the point is they don't have any pitchers beyond their top two. Obviously, you can rate Kershaw 10. You can give Greinke a 9 or 9.5 if you're going to rate him 1 through 10. The rest of their pitchers in its starting rotations are 5s or 6s. And they've got all the money in the world as they got $8.3 billion from Time Warner Cable over 25 years to black out 80% of us. So they've got plenty of dough to spend. The Guggenheims are never at a loss for money. So my point is, you know, and Scotty Kazmir has had some injuries, and Scotty Kazmir has had other problems. So maybe you don't go for him when Oakland traded him to Houston. But there are other pitchers like that out there that aren't maybe a 10 or a 9, but maybe they're a 7. The Dodgers need at least one 7 starter. I mean, if you're going to rate them 1 through 10, and right now they don't have it because, and if you go into the playoffs, I don't care. I mean, it puts all the pressure on Kershaw and Greinke, and it doesn't mean they're going to win automatically. And if they lose, the Dodgers are doomed in the playoffs if they make the playoffs. The bottom line, the Giants are better than people think. The Giants are now healthy. The Giants have maybe one of the best managers in baseball. The Giants could knock the Dodgers out of the division, and there's no guarantee the Dodgers are going to win a playoff slot. So it's like, if you're a Dodger fan, you got to think what's going on.
Well, I think they are going to get a playoff spot, but I don't know if either one of those two teams are going to be that significant, to be honest with you, when you really think about it. You got to beat the Cardinals. You got to beat Washington. You maybe have to beat a Pittsburgh team. So there's some other very good baseball teams out there, to be honest with you. So, I said it to John Bolter last week, earlier in the first hour, I said, should we just punch the ticket for the Cardinals right now to the World Series? I mean, honestly, you know, the other day I believe they had two hits or something. How many teams in baseball can win the way that they win? Not many, Fred. And they can win ugly. They can win pretty. They can win any way they have to win. They're just such a complete baseball team. I literally think we could punch their ticket for the World Series right now.
All right, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We can talk about anything you want to talk about in sports. I'd love to talk about Vince McMahon and Hulk Hogan and the WWE, and I'll tell you why. What Hulk Hogan said, outrageous. He's got to lose his job. There's no question about that. However, on the air, on television, about a decade ago, in a scripted situation, Vince McMahon used the N-word. Now, it was scripted. That doesn't make it right. And so, first of all, I don't like the McMahons. They don't check their wrestlers for steroids. Their players. Their wrestlers die younger than normal men die. They don't have any tests for steroids. Obviously, many of them are on steroids. There's no question about it. So I'm not a big fan of the McMahons anyways, and I grew up loving wrestling, so it's not a question of that. And I will consider it sports and entertainment. Obviously, we know it's fixed, but it's irrelevant. Obviously.
Well, I don't know, Fred. I don't know if fixed is the right word. I would say more there's choreography. It's not necessarily fixed. I mean, you can't fix a guy getting hurt. You can't fix a guy, falling down from the rafters. I believe one of the Owen Hart, I believe, is the guy that fell from the raptor. Yeah, right, rafters, right. From coming down. That stuff isn't scripted. That is not supposed to happen. So I think, Colin Cowherd should use his words very selectively and think before he speaks. That you're not exactly saying it right. It's not fixed for guys to go out there and get killed. There's choreography, and sometimes that choreography doesn't work out, Fred.
Well, true, but most of the time, it ends up the way they want it to end up, with the right guys winning. But that's not even the point. The point is, it's hypocritical, in my opinion, for Vince McMahon, who scripted the N-word he used 10 years ago on a broadcast, on a telecast, to worry about Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan should lose his job, but McMahon is the last person on Earth, and his wife the last people on Earth, to come off on the moral high ground, because they have no moral high ground. If they did, they would have taken care of the steroids a long, long time ago, but they haven't. She's run for the Senate a couple of times and hasn't won. Thank God she used her own money and lost. But so, it upsets me from the point of view that Hulk Hogan should be out. There's no question. But and listen, if people are talking about free speech, and there's nobody who's a bigger advocate of free speech than Fred, but that's with the government. I mean, if you got a government job and if you say the same thing, the government would have a hell of a time getting rid of you, because you do have the freedom to say what you want. This is just a corporation. The WWE, formerly WWF, is just a corporation. They can do what they want as far as who they keep and who they don't keep. And Hulk Hogan had to be smarter. Now, he did it apparently in his bedroom with a lady, and maybe some way, somehow, he can sue her. But the point is, he's got nothing to go back to the WWE with. I'm happy he's out. And I really think, I wish the WWE was out, because I do not like McMahon's one iota.
Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is they took him out of the Hall of Fame. They took him out of everything. The guy that winds up losing in this whole thing, more so than anybody, we all know, is definitely Hulk Hogan. He was on that TV show. He's off the TV show. He's off of everything, Fred.
Yeah, no, there's no question. They've like he never existed. And he made them millions of dollars, but he made a comment that you can't make. And he was caught, even though it was a long time ago, making that comment. In 2015, you can't make that comment. You shouldn't have been able to make the comment ever, but it's taken a long time to get to this point. And anyways, we'll come back and talk more about it. Andy, take it out.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. I think, you know what, the bottom line is we live in a crazy time when people are very sensitive, Fred. And again, I'm not saying he should or he shouldn't say things like this, because obviously you shouldn't. But the point about just a lot of things going on in the world right now, people are very, very sensitive. And maybe we just need to be a little bit tougher. Anyways, he's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I got Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. I'm in Munns Park, a little bit outside of Phoenix, Arizona, maybe 150 miles or so. In the cool country, if you will. You can get involved on the conversation. 1-800-878-7529. Those are digits. Hit Fred up on his email at sportsfred@aol.com. Hit me up at Dorf on Sports on Twitter and check us out here at Sports Byline USA on Twitter as well. Fred, I don't know, man. I think that when you talk about the four guys that were in this Hall of Fame, very impressive. The way that they were so dominant, the pitchers I'm talking about. Craig Biggio was just a Houston Astro for life. I mean, a guy that was there through the thick and the thin, but pretty solid class, would you say? Yes or no?
Well, I was a little bit surprised Delina DeShields didn't make it. I don't know why they left him out. Of course, he was dealt for Pedro Martinez in one of the Dodgers' better moves historically. Just kidding, folks. Delino wasn't a bad ball player, but it's funny in that obviously every time Pedro won another Cy Young, I mean, he was diminished. Delino was diminished. Of course, his son now playing in the major league. No, I agree with you. It's a strong class. You kidding? I mean, there is no hesitation to vote for any of these guys. Obviously, the three pitchers were totally dominant. And Biggio, starting off as a catcher, then a second baseman, also an outfielder, a center fielder. I mean, he did everything he was supposed to do with the Astros, a total team guy. So you couldn't argue about any of the guys getting in it. And you also couldn't argue as far as the media side of it, the great Dick Enberg getting in after all these years, one of the great baseball announcers. And again, we've been so lucky here in Southern California for the folks not listening in L.A. I mean, you know, when you've had people like Vin Scully and Dick Enberg doing your thing, it's you can't do any better than that with the Dodgers and the Angels as far as baseball is concerned. And Dick Enberg's day is today, and the Players' Day is today, and I'll be watching it. I always watch the Hall of Fame ceremony. But I want to say something about last night. ESPN and ABC ran 3 or 4 hours of the opening ceremony for the Special Olympics, which take place all weekend here in Los Angeles. And that was a beautiful thing because people that start off life with things going against them have battled back, and top-notch athletes now. And it's not just what they do on the field of play or in the arena over the next week or so. It's their life. Their lives have changed because of the Special Olympics, and that's because of Eunice Kennedy and Sergeant Shriver, her husband, 50 years ago when they started this. And it used to be so small that, you know, maybe a couple hundred athletes. I think there were 7,500 athletes from all the countries on earth in Los Angeles right now. And to me, it was just a beautiful thing. And Michelle Obama made a speech. And I just think it was just spectacular. I watched, again, the opening ceremony, and I'll watch a lot of this. And I hope the folks do, too, on ESPN.
Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is, in all honesty, those guys are athletes too, to be honest with you. You know, we talked to John Poulter earlier about the baseball and stuff, and he was at the Pan Am Games, and, you know, he was talking about softball, and he found that, you know, he found a real appreciation for how much of athletes they really were. And you know what? These guys are athletes too, to be honest with you, and they're playing on an even playing field, just like we would hope that, you know, everybody else is playing on an even playing field. And to be honest with you, who's to say that one of these Special Olympians couldn't be a real Olympian? To be honest with you, I mean, again, the mind is a great thing. You use it in any which way that you possibly can for hopefully the good and not the bad. And in general, man, it's great to see people going out there and competing, Fred, to be honest with you, at any level, at every level. It's great to see.
Jamaal Charles, fine running back, one of the top 3 or 4 running backs in the National Football League, was a Special Olympian when he was 10 years of age, and he was there last night, and he was talking about it. He won, I think, 100-meter dash or whatever, 50-meter dash for a 10-year-old. I don't know what it was. But he won the event, and he said from that day forward, he knew he could do something. He goes on to the University of Texas, goes on to, at this point, a spectacular career with the Kansas City Chiefs and one of the best running backs in all of the National Football League, started as a Special Olympian. So in this world, you know, everybody starts, you know, some people start with advantage. Donald Trump starts with advantages, and he throws his money away 6 times, goes bankrupt 6 times. And there are other people that start with disadvantages and end up winning a Special Olympian race and moving on to greatness in the National Football League. So, again, I thought it was a great night for ABC and a great night for ESPN. And since we're talking about ESPN, this was a very interesting week. They lose Colin Cowherd to Fox Radio. And let me say this. We said this Friday night, Saturday night on our weekend show with Jerry Burke. There is no talk show host on earth worth $6 million.
Yeah, I agree.
Colin Cowherd, I like him. I listen to him in the morning. But I'm not going to switch to Fox because he's no longer on ESPN. There is nobody worth $6 million unless you cure cancer. If you cure cancer, I'll give you the $6 million. You don't cure cancer, we're just talking sports. It's just fun. Okay? It's not brain surgery. He's not worth $6 million. I'm not worth $6 million. Nobody's worth $6 million to talk sports. Fox is crazy. If ESPN would have matched it, they'd have been crazy. And, of course, this week he went out in a weird way. He was always big on his IQ. And, again, I like Colin, but, I mean, listening to him, but he always made it quite clear that he thought he was very, very bright and his IQ was this and this. He always said, man, well, does he have a high IQ and all this? Okay, high IQ guy would not make the comment that basically Dominican players aren't educated. They only do it because they're physically able to play. They don't do it from the mental side. They don't play it on the mental side. And ESPN had an out to get him out 1 week early than they were going to get Cullen out. He was going to finish the month. Now he's not going to finish the month.
Right.
He has such a high IQ. You don't make a comment like that because that's
nonsensical. Well, but I also think let's play devil's advocate here. I think he also was thinking to himself, I don't care anymore about this. And I'm going out one way or another. He already had something, you know, in his back pocket, and this was a way for ESPN to get the final word. You know what I'm trying to say? It's like there's a game going on here. To be honest with you, Fred, it's like two little kids, two children going after each other, battling, and I actually think it's handled poorly on both sides. You know, and Colin Cowherd has been a guy that's been very vocal and said what he's wanted to say for many years. And, you know, for ESPN to choose this timing to let him go was because they knew something else was in the back burner, you know. And again, you know, it really makes no difference. But this just goes along with what I'm saying. Again, I don't think what he said is something that you would ever hear come out of my mouth. Okay, Fred?
Right.
However, are we too sensitive in general as a society about everything that's going on? And I'm not talking about just this one particular thing. I'm talking about the latest thing I heard about that organization, the restaurant called Cracker Barrel. You know, I heard that people are going after them because crackers derogatory to white people. I mean, honestly, when does it stop? That's the real question, is when are we going to stop being so sensitive as a society and being so hurt about things that people say to us? At the end of the day, it's a name. It's something that somebody calls you. It's not something that they can kill you with.
I don't agree with you at all about it can't kill you. Certainly, if you're a kid, it can kill you. You could be bullied all the way through school. Off the air, I'll tell you a story, Andy, how I grew up. And again, I was an athlete.
I think you've told me that story.
Okay, it's true. I mean, the point is, I'm the least religious Jewish person on earth.
Yep.
First day in grammar school, somebody pulled off my mezuzah and called me and said, go back to Jewish land. At that day forward, I tried to be a better athlete than they were. And all the way through school, every Christian athlete and kid thought I was Christian, and every Jewish kid knew I was Jewish. The bottom line is, it happened to me, and I was an athlete. You can be bullied. So I don't agree with you at all.
But I
think if you're called a name as a young kid, certainly it can affect your rest of your life. It affected mine. I became an athlete because of that.
But here's the thing. It affected your life in a positive way. You decided, instead of succumbing to the pressure of somebody calling you some name to make you want to go out there and hurt yourself, instead what you did is you said, you know what, I'm going to be a better athlete than these guys. Use it as motivation, Fred. So you know, more people should kind of do what you did. In all honesty, you should be commended in that respect, not think about it as a negative. You took it as somebody giving you a hard time, and all of a sudden you said, you know what, I'm going to be better than they are. That's great, Fred.
Culver City was 5% Jewish at that point, and no blacks. There was a covenant that you had to sign to buy a house there that you could not sell to an African American. And folks, Culver City is where they made all the movies. You would assume, you know, if this could have happened in the South. It didn't. 50 years ago, it happened here in Southern California. So I'm going to come back and talk to Andy about bullying and about those words when we do come back. Andy, take us out.
Yeah, he's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. I don't know, man. I just think we live in such a society where everybody is so sensitive about everything and every name hurts. And I don't know, man. I got too thick a skin, I guess. Nothing really bothers me, to be honest with you, but maybe I'm just weird and different myself. Anyways, we'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
Do you have a concrete porch that needs a little pizzazz? Hi, this is Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about the right material to go underfoot right after this.
Beautify your outdoor living spaces with Pavestone's elegant collection of pavers, retaining walls, patio stones, and edging. Pavestone's easy do-it-yourself products have a unique way of transforming landscapes into beautiful dreamscapes. Discover how you can enhance your outdoor living spaces with attractive and durable interlocking patio stones, driveway pavers, steps, retaining walls, pathway edging, fire pits, and planters by visiting pavestone.com.
Many homes have a concrete porch in the front or back of the house. Be honest, though, it's pretty bland and boring, isn't it? One way to help that porch make a statement is to install tile on top of it. But since the porch is exposed to the weather, you want to make sure you use the right material. Tiles like slate and ceramic may look nice, but they can absorb moisture, causing the tiles to crack or pop loose. One of the best materials to use is porcelain because it's non-porous and is a very high-density type tile. It also comes in a variety of colors and patterns to suit your individual taste. Be sure to repair any gaps, holes, or cracks in the concrete prior to installing. Once the tiles are in place and grouted, wait a week and then seal the grout for a long-lasting and very impressive porch. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
What you gonna do, brother, when Hulkamania runs wild on you?
Anyways, welcome back, everybody. A lot going on in the sports world. You got Hulk Hogan causing problems. You got Cole Hamels throwing no-hitters. You've got just all kinds of chaos, man. It is what it is. But anyways, Fred Wallen with me in Los Angeles, California. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA and shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. And a quick reminder, we are live every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. We do want thoughts. We do want opinions. We want to know what's on your mind. Fred, I know you had something on your mind before we went to the break, so throw it at me.
All right, so Culver City, California, which would you consider a liberal area? I mean, it's certainly not the South. And all the movies actually were made in Culver City. Most of the studios were here. So 50 years ago, you would assume it was a liberal position, a liberal place, except when you bought a house here, you had a sign, a covenant that said you couldn't sell to an African-American. So in my years in high school, the only African-American lived actually in Venice, California, but they let him play because he was the best running back that they could find. So they let Tom Terry in. But other than that, there was no African-Americans in Culver City schools. But anyways, almost every gym class, and this is no joke, Andy, in Culver City, California, they'd pick on, we called them hodads 50 years ago, the rough kids, you know, okay. the roughnecks. They would pick on a kid. Sometimes it was like a Jewish kid who typically looked Jewish from the Germanic perspective, the Nazi perspective, the big nose and everything else. I sometimes, because they liked me, because I was an athlete and I was sort of like the class comedian, I would start making jokes to get them off this guy's back. Sometimes the coaches would be in there with the hodads making fun of this kid because he wasn't a great athlete. You know, if you know what I'm trying to say, his name was
sure.
In one class, his name was Seymour, one particular kid. I'm just throwing that out to tell you that, no, I don't agree with you. I think words do hurt. Words can wreck the rest of your life. And I just think you got to be careful in what you say. Now, the Cracker Barrel restaurant, that's, you know, to me, okay. But to use terms that they use against blacks, Italians, Jews, and whatever. Muslims. I just think it can wreck lives, and assuredly can wreck lives if you hear these words at a very young age. And I think it's important that this country grows up. And this is not like other nations, Andy. You know, in this country, in other nations, maybe like, let's say, I don't know, I don't have it in front of me, but let's say in Norway. Maybe five people will be killed by guns all year. In this country, like 1,000 will be killed by guns in the year. There's something screwy in this country. I mean, there's something screwed up in this country. No president has ever been, and again, I've been very political since the age of 8. My mom was a very political person. My dad wasn't, but my mom was. No president has been attacked as ferociously as Barack Obama. And you can't tell me that some of that is not because of his complexion.
Oh, I'm sure a lot of it is. I'm sure a lot of it is. Absolutely. Okay. And you know what? It would be the same in a similar sense. Let's just say, for instance, let's say Hillary were to become the next president. Right. I think you'd have a lot of similar things being said about women.
Right.
You know, and again, they're not the same, but they're similar.
Right. 100%. Yeah. So, I mean, I agree with you. But and so in some ways, this is a sick society. So
very sick society.
We have to, in some way, try to move it forward. And that's why this thing with like the Special Olympics are so important to everybody, because here you got a situation where people started off behind the rest of us, and many of them catch up, and many of them go forward. And again, Jamaal Charles, a great running back, graduated with good grades, University of Texas, just because as a 10-year-old, he won a race in the Special Olympics. So, folks, anything's possible. You just got to be as strong as you can. But again, most kids, a lot of kids, probably weren't as strong as Jamaal Charles, who couldn't run as fast as Jamaal Charles. Let's say, you know, you couldn't run 100 meters as quickly as him. Would you be able to overcome the bullying that occurred when you were maybe you're dyslexic or something like that as a kid? Maybe you never overcome it. Maybe your whole life changes. So
I think there's two ways that you go about this. You know, there are people that succumb to the pressure, you know, and they start believing what people say to them.
Right.
You know,
right,
there's that person. And then there's that other person that is so strong and they can take all that stuff that they hear, all that negativity, and use it in a positive way. Again, like yourself, Fred, you know, you could have gone down the road of being very hurt and taking a much different route. You took the route where, hey, I'm going to be a better athlete than these guys. You know, more people should literally take that page out. Again, you know, I think you make your own happiness, to be honest with you, you know, and there are people that are around that are obviously going to try to bring you down, but you got to get yourself away from that type of person. And the people, when you're a kid and they keep going at you and picking at you, you know what, maybe you got to find someone to talk to and let it out a little bit. But at the end of the day, I think you got two choices. You either succumb to that pressure or you rise above it and you take it on and you embrace it. And you know what? Hopefully there's more people that embrace it than will obviously succumb to that pressure, but it's out there. And speaking of succumbing to pressure, Tony Romo has been a guy, you know, that has not been that great when pressure situations come for you know, him and the Dallas Cowboys. What about, like, for instance, you know, do you think that he can turn the corner a little bit this year? Is there a guy like Teddy Bridgewater? I mean, are the Vikings going to be competitive? I mean, AP's back. That should help him a lot, obviously. And I know that the fans are very happy he's back. But your thoughts about maybe Tony Romo and Teddy Bridgewater being better quarterbacks in this upcoming season, which, by the way, we're 40-some-odd days away from opening day, Fred.
Well, first of all, I took an oath last week that in fantasy football, and I play, and I'm in a few leagues, I will never pick Adrian Peterson, which means I'll probably never win again. But I'm going to.
I would bet this year he is unbelievable. I bet he comes out and is on a mission this year to just whoop up on everybody. Go ahead.
No, I agree. That's exactly what I was going to say. I was going to say that I took the oath, which means I'll probably never win another fantasy football league in my life, as long as he's playing. But I'll never pick him. I think Bridgewater, if you saw him at Louisville, he had a lot to learn. I think he learned it. He learned it the hard way last year at the beginning of the season. I think he's a good quarterback, and I think he does not have to be the one of the. He's not going to be one of the quarterbacks that wins the games for you. As I say, he's going to be one of those quarterbacks who won't lose a game for you. And assuredly, if Peterson plays 100% and he's healthy, you don't have to rely on the quarterback. So I think Bridgewater is a very smart quarterback. I don't think he's got the world's greatest arm or world's greatest accuracy, and he made mistakes with the Vikes last year. But I do think he's not the quarterback. Down the road, he's not going to lose many games for you. So, yeah, I think that's a positive. As far as Romo is concerned, honestly, Andy, I think once you get into that mode of finding a way to lose most of the close games, well, you throw it. I mean, just think about this now. Don't you think psychologically it's awfully tough to get out of that mode?
Yeah, I mean, I'm also a guy that says you have to have failure to have success, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I do understand what you're saying. I mean, I'm perplexed on the guy, to be honest with you. I think that Dallas takes a little bit of a – they go down a little bit this year is what I personally think. And I don't necessarily think it's – solely because of Tony Romo. I think it's just tough to be good every year unless you're, no offense, I'm going to sound like a homer, but the Green Bay Packers or, you know, the New England Patriots for that matter too. They're always competitive. I mean,
yeah.
It's very difficult to be on top of the sports world all the time. And, you know, Tony Romo isn't a guy that you know, has a lot of success in those postseason times. So, yeah, I think his memory and what he thinks about is negative versus a guy like Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers or a Brett Favre back in the day. They were able to think about positive things when they had those moments of times when they were, you know, unsure of themselves. They could go back and recollect about something that they did very, very well and great. And I just don't think Tony Romo has that.
No, and that's the point. I think as he goes back and thinks about where is he going to throw the ball, in the back of his mind is, oh, God, that interception I threw last year in the clutch situation, and the people are going to be expecting him to make the mistake, and you hope he can overcome it. But so far, I mean, look, he's a very rich guy. He's not a bad quarterback. I mean, he's among the top 10 quarterbacks in the league. He just has not won a lot of clutch games, and that has to be taken into the. I mean, you're Aaron Rodgers. He wins most of the clutch games. Tom Brady wins most of the clutch games. I mean, we do have to differentiate. We got to be honest about it. I mean, it's true. I mean, you know, all things being even, you're supposed to win at least 50% of them. I mean, you know, and Tony hasn't. Maybe he's won 20% of them, and maybe these other guys have won 65% of them. So there is a difference between a quarterback who comes through in the clutch and a quarterback who doesn't. At this point of his career, Tony has not. And as you said, you're the positive thinker. Maybe he can overcome that. I'm more negative, and I think sometimes in the back of your mind, if you screw up so many times, it's hard to get out of that rut. And if you're a Cowboy fan, you hope he can get it done. And we shall see. I mean, obviously they got different running backs this year than Murray. I mean, he's gone, so that's going to make a difference too. Des Bryant will be playing, and I don't know how he's going to survive on guaranteed of only $45 million because it's awfully tough to pay your electric bill on that. And, you know, the interesting thing, since we're talking money very quickly, Josh Smith, who's played for about three or four different NBA teams, he's a good player. Mm-hmm. He signed with the Clippers for the minimum of
1.5.
Only $1.5 million, and over the last 7 or 8 years, he's made like $69 million or something. So he actually made a comment, it's going to be tough on his family. Now, so divide $70 million in 10 years, that's $7 million a year. That's got to be a tough, I mean, so to only make $1.5 million this year, I can understand how a tough life that he leads. But
well, here's the thing, though, is let's be honest on this, too. A lot of these guys live way beyond their means. So let's say he's got $70 million bucks, Fred. That doesn't necessarily mean he's got $70 million in the bank. He may have bought his mom a house. He may have bought three cars that he doesn't need to have. I mean, there's a lot of things that go on with these guys. They have bad people giving them – or they have people giving them bad advice. You know, their money managers are looking for ways to really get after them and to take away from them. Let's be honest. So there's a lot of things that go on with athletes that are behind the scenes that we don't really know about. And you know what? That I understand what you're saying, but when you are used to getting $7 million a year or whatever it is, and you get 1.5, that is a big difference, Fred. I mean, in all honesty, it is. However, he should have money in the bank, and it shouldn't really matter. And I get your point, but on a serious note, what do you think of that signing? To be honest with you, do you like it?
I don't know. I'm not sure he's a team player because he's been moved around so often. But let me just say this very quickly.
Yeah.
If he makes a comment like that, the average person listening, what do you think the average person thinks?
No, I totally get where you're coming from. I understand it, but you also have to understand the context in which he used it. That is a heck of a pay cut. I mean, at the end of the day, it is what it is. But we got to take a quick pause for the cause. I see we're up against it. One final segment to battle things out. I don't know. I think that's an interesting signing because he is a guy that can go off for him. It gives him another body, another active guy, a guy who can get above the rim. So interesting what the Clippers did since losing DeAndre and then getting DeAndre back. Anyways, we're going to be back in just a few. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred, I want to leave you with this, some breaking news.
Yeah.
The Cincinnati Reds have agreed to trade Johnny Cueto to the Kansas City Royals. All I can say is the Royals were in pretty good shape already. This is maybe enough to help them get to the World Series. What do you think?
I do think that. The question is, will they have enough money to re-sign him, or is it just a loan, basically? And what are they giving up for somebody just for 2 months? And that has to be in the equation. Are you giving somebody up? Are you picking somebody up, and you're only going to keep them 2 months? And are you from your minor league system? Do these guys become great? And again, John Smoltz on Sunday, Hall of Famer, traded, and look at the result. The point is basically, you try to win. And you give up a John Smoltz. So if Detroit gives up a John Smoltz. So, I mean, what I'm trying to say to you is that you got to be very, very careful. And Kansas City does not have the big money. It's not a big market. So is he going to possibly re-sign with them? The odds are against that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting development, obviously. I mean, when you can add Johnny Cueto, I think you're going to do it. And the Kansas City Royals were already pretty darn good. Let's be honest. They're leading their division by 5 or 6 games, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know what? I think this is a great move for them in the sense of giving them the ability to maybe get to the World Series. Fred, really appreciate you taking time out with me as you do each and every week. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Bye, Andy.
All right, everybody. For Fred, for Scott, for Jeff, for John Poulter, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.